Hi, Tom. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, okay, doctor, thank you very much for taking my call. My wife is 65. She has apparently gastritis. She 20 years ago had bariatric surgery, but she's been suffering now for about 6 months. She did have the comprehensive stool analysis at Meridian Valley in early December, and that revealed Aeromonas, one thing.
Sure.
And the other is a moderate case of yeast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So the doctor there, a female doctor, did not recommend antibiotics, and my wife wholeheartedly agrees not to take antibiotics. She's,
sure.
So she did go to a gastro specialist, GI doctor, actually a nurse practitioner.
Sure.
She's seen that twice now. And where we get into difficulty here is they are saying she has gastritis and that she has excess stomach acid.
They never ever measured it, did they, sir? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'll shut up after this question. Did they ever measure her stomach acid?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And here's
there
the thing.
Go.
They took no tests whatsoever. We asked for another stool analysis. They did not do any testing. And they said that they want to put her on ranitidine. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes, it's an acid
milligrams.
Blocker. Yes, it's an acid blocker medication that will lead to premature death.
She did get the prescription, but she says I this is her own word. She says I do not have too much acid. She says I don't have enough acid, and so she's not taking it. The only thing she's taking right now is white willow bark, and they highly warned her not to be taking anything like that. And she takes it because she can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
And that seems to help her a lot, the white willow bark. So there's several questions I have here. Is the white willow bark, is that going to be hard on her stomach, the same as aspirin?
Not the same as, but perhaps to a small degree. Aspirin, to a large degree. We take a very small percentage of that because of white willow bark does contain salicylates, so it might be a small percentage. Now, there are very many other things we can do to help us to sleep, though. Got a pencil handy? You go down to your cannabis shop, and no, you don't buy the THC stuff to get high. You buy the CBD capsules, CBD, and those put a lot of people to sleep. Now, our bodies have, and this is research proven, our bodies have receptors for cannabinoids. Now, if cannabinoids weren't meant to be in our body, why would nature or creation furnish us with cannabinoid receptors? That doesn't make sense, does it? So that stuff does belong in human bodies, not the THC part. I'm not talking about getting high. I'm talking about the pure CBD. It comes in a 25-milligram capsule, a 10-milligram capsule. A lot of people say it helps them to sleep. But that's not all. There's something out there called kava, K-A-V-A. It was used in Polynesia for sleep and other purposes. And what do you know? Most people say that puts them to sleep really well. It's come back on the market after a long period of being disapproved by King George III back there in Washington, D.C. But now you can buy it through standard process, and that puts people to sleep. Lastly, and then I'll get back to the gastritis, there's another thing that helps people sleep that belongs in our own brains. Imagine that, because our brain cells make it every day of our lives. This stuff is called gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's sold in the stores under the title of GABA. That's for gamma-aminobutyric acid. Best brand is a Japanese brand called PharmaGABA, and there's no pharmaceuticals in it, PharmaGABA, GABA. But they just named it that, I guess, for prestige. Comes in a 250-milligram. Most people, one of those, and we're out. Some people say they need one more. Other people say, when I take 250 milligrams, good grief, I have trouble being drowsy in the morning, so I have to take less. But that one actually belongs in our bodies, sir, just like the cannabinoids do, because we have cannabinoid receptors. Now, That should help her to sleep without having to worry about any salicylates in the white willow bark. Now, here's the next thing. They didn't measure her stomach acid. How can they possibly tell her she has too much without measuring it? That's totally impossible. Did they look down there with a microscope? No, they didn't.
No, there was no testing at all.
Tahoma Clinic has the only equipment that is capable of very precisely measuring whether the acid is 20% low, 40% low, 80% low, or 100% low. And the reason it makes a difference is what we need to work into gradually, if we have any degree of low stomach acid, is to work into taking enough hydrochloric acid to bring ourselves from our own starting point, and we don't know where that's going to be, 20% low, 100% low, where, from our own starting point up to the optimal that belongs in a normal stomach, because that, as I just carried on about, helps us digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It helps inhibit abnormal bacteria further down in the gut, does all kinds of good stuff. It belongs there. That's what nature and creation put there. And it also closes the valve between the stomach and the esophagus so that the acid can't get back through. But it only does that if there's enough acid. That's why teenagers don't get heartburn. Just ask around. You ever heard of a teenager with heartburn? Of course not. And yet they got a whole load of stomach acid whenever they're measured. So a measurement is needed so it can be found how much she should be gradually working into. I say gradually working into because some of us, if we've been a long time without enough stomach acid, the stomach lining deteriorates just as the vaginal tissues deteriorate when a woman's been too long without estrogen. And after that, owie, sex that didn't hurt when she was younger hurts now. Well, taking hydrochloric acid, if the stomach lining has deteriorated, can also be an owie. So what do we do about that? Well, we figured that one out 30 years ago. There is a protocol of, well, you take these things. If your stomach hurt when you took the hydrochloric acid, but you really need it because your measurement shows it, then you take these things for about 6 or 8 weeks. It rebuilds the stomach lining. I wish I could tell you it would bring the stomach acid back. It doesn't, darn it. Nothing does that I know about. Anyway, it rebuilds the stomach lining, and then a person can start their hydrochloric acid, and they can look forward to, they can anticipate living closer to the lifespan they would have lived if they hadn't lost their stomach acid, sir.
Okay, yeah, they also gave her a handout for GERD, and she says, I don't have GERD. I don't know why they gave her GERD handout. Oh, nice. And we think they're going in the wrong direction.
100% in the wrong direction. In fact, the state board should be getting after people who do that for malpractice, because all this stuff I've just told you is in the research literature, and yet they never get after people for malpractice about totally blocking people's stomach acid, even if they do or don't have GERD. They don't, but they should.
Okay, so at this point, we should make another appointment with your clinic and then find out about that test.
You know what you might do, sir? You might do, sir. And that is, you might call in and say, I talked to Dr. Wright on the radio. He advised that my wife get a stomach acid test. Nobody, by the way, ever got hurt with the stomach acid test. Never. It's a little capsule. I've taken it myself. It's a little capsule. You swallow it. It detects the acidity and tells the computer what's going on down there. And get the test done. And then when you have that test available, a recommendation will be made based on some instructions I've given as to how many hydrochloric acids to take. And sure, if you want to check in with a Tahoma Clinic physician at roughly the same time, that's fine. But just make sure you get your tummy acid test done, ma'am. And I'm a little uncertain why it wasn't done the first time you were at Tahoma Clinic. It should have been, it sounds like.
Would she contact the Meridian Valley Lab directly or go through... her doctor there.
The test is actually done at Tahoma Clinic. It's not a Meridian Valley Lab test.
Oh, okay. Okay. So just go back in.
Yeah, but
okay, I got you. Yeah.
Insist on getting the test done when you make the appointment, because it's pretty clear, particularly if she's over 60, that the odds are better than 50-50. Remember, Mayo Clinic said 59% for women over 60, that the stomach acid is not optimal.
Got it. And then after we determine that, then we can talk about rebuilding her stomach lining?
If necessary. Now, I'd say that's necessary about 20% of the time. The other 80% of the folks, they can just go ahead and take the hydrochloric acid. It doesn't bother them any. And they notice their digestion is going better.
Got it. Yeah. One other quick question. she's been so desperate. Now she's talking about parasites, and the comprehensive stool analysis indicated that was done in December that she did not have parasites.
Hooray.
So what do you think concerning parasites?
Well, if the stool analysis didn't show it in December, it's probably going to show the same thing now, unless she's been overseas to some country where they're common.
No, we haven't been anywhere. No.
Yeah. So what the acid does is it helps to readjust all the so-called flora down in the gut, inhibits candida, but it does not inhibit good guy bacteria. That's a cool thing about it. Good guy bacteria, they love the acid.
Okay, got it. All right. I think if we do what they told us, we're going to make it's going to get worse. So, and she agrees. So I guess we'll go back and make another appointment and go
so
that way.
It's not only going to get worse, but there are publication after publication about dementia coming on more often in people who take acid blockers for a long time, a whole variety of conditions that come on, adverse conditions if we take acid blockers for a long time. Just makes sense. If we started blocking our digestion when we were kids, for example, we wouldn't even be able to grow up.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. And thank you for calling.